This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, Dr. Marita is our guest in this half hour, and she's the author of a number of books. We are talking, Dr. Marita, today about adrenal, about stress, you know, and you were mentioning before the break that magnesium, B vitamins really help people with, you know, adrenal fatigue. Is there any quick helps for anxiety, you know, when people get really anxious and even panic attacks? What do you recommend for people that come into your to your clinic?
I'm also a really big fan of PharmaGABA. So for the listeners, if they don't know what PharmaGABA is, it's actually a compound that we naturally produce within our brain, but actually they're finding that our gut produces a lot of these important brain chemicals as well, like even serotonin, a lot of it is produced in the gut. That's why there's always that mind-gut relationship. But GABA produced in the brain and in the gut basically helps to control brain excitability. So when you're constantly worrying or you can't turn your brain off or anxiety, sort of that hyper-excitability, what happens is your body is supposed to check in and produce the GABA to help settle things down. Now, we know that, you know, when the body is stressed or the adrenals aren't functioning 100%, then that ability to produce enough of that GABA is greatly diminished. So again, sourcing out and addressing the root cause, which is treating the adrenals, is very important. And then you can actually take the PharmaGABA in a natural source acutely for just extra support or if people are suffering from anxiety or panic attacks. And I've had really, really excellent results with the PharmaGABA for teenagers, you know, that are studying, that are, like, stressed to the max, trying to get good grades, trying to get into university, or even, you know, younger kids, like, you know, 10, 12, that are also, you know, maybe suffering from some anxiety at school. So, so that's a really excellent way to support that nervous system when you're in that acute situation. I'm also a really big fan of rescue remedies, so the box flower remedies, nice homeopathic gentle formula. I also recommend that for really, really small children that might suffer from a little bit of anxiety, but adults can take it too. They can combine it with the GABA and then other adrenal supportive. And some of the herbs can be really beneficial as well. We didn't really talk about the herbs, but the herbs called adaptogens that help your body increase your resistance to stress. Often those herbs are like rhodiola, Siberian ginseng, suma. So those herbs are, there's a really nice formula actually found in the Adrenosense formula that's really excellent for nourishing and supporting balanced adrenal function. So I often combine that with the magnesium, B vitamins, and then the GABA if they need extra support for like those acute stressful situations. Mm.
Now, Dr. Marita, I noticed that some people, you know, when they're depressed or anxious, seem to gain weight. And sometimes I guess that's a side effect of taking drugs, right? The medication for depression.
Yeah, some of the antidepressants side effects of that can cause you to gain weight for sure. I think what happens too is most often when people aren't feeling very good or feeling down, you know, they don't feel like exercising, their energy levels suffer, and then they don't really eat very well too. They don't really feel like eating very well. So I think it's a combination of all of those things that can become a pretty vicious cycle. So I, you know, I've been trying to really, because as a naturopathic doctor, you know, yes, we do coach people on nutrition and herbs and vitamins and minerals, but a lot of people don't realize we do actually a lot of counseling in our visits because, you know, a lot of times people don't have a lot of, you know, they don't really have anyone they can talk to. And so just giving them that opportunity to, you know, talk about what's going on and, you know, give them a positive outlook and give them maybe some, you know, homework to do to go home or even suggest that they see, you know, a psychologist or a counselor. I think all of that really helps as well. So the nutrition and that foundation is really important, but I always recommend, you know, on top of that, if you need to see someone or you need to talk to someone, you know, just try to get, especially if you don't have a very strong support network at home, you know, just try to get as much support as you can.
Dr. Marita, what about the relationship between thyroid and depression? Is you know, if the thyroid's not working, is that affect how we're feeling?
Yeah, and that's a really great point that you brought up, because low thyroid, like a very, very big symptom of low thyroid, and I've seen it firsthand in practice, is depression. You know, I had a woman who was suffering terribly of depression for years. And, you know, the first thing I asked her when she came in is, I said, well, is your thyroid being checked? And she said, I don't know. And so sure enough, we checked her thyroid, and her thyroid was extremely low. And, you know, it was that on top of her adrenals were quite low too. So we gave her adrenal support as well as thyroid support. And probably within a couple of weeks, she was like, I'm starting to feel like myself again. So the thyroid definitely can play a very large role with mood, depression, and actually anxiety as well. But often there is that link again between the adrenals and the thyroid. Like about, I would probably say like 95% of the time, the root of the problem is the adrenals that's affecting the thyroid, so stress again.
So the stress is affecting the adrenals, which is affecting the thyroid.
Exactly.
Now, if somebody has low thyroid function, what are the symptoms?
Yeah. So what does the thyroid gland do? So it's typically, so the adrenal glands are the glands of stress. Thyroid gland is typically the gland of metabolism. So often, you know, they say the gland of metabolism, but it does play a large role with mood as well. So if you have low thyroid, then you're going to feel, you know, sluggish. You're going to feel like you cannot lose weight. You're gaining more weight. Some people will notice that they just feel cold all the time. We mentioned depression, dry skin, thinning hair is a big one too, brittle nails. So all those things can definitely be related back to low thyroid function. And, you know, there's a big question, you know, I often, I did a webinar a couple of weeks ago, and the big question was, well, why is there so much thyroid disease cropping up? Because I'm seeing a lot of thyroid disease in my practice too recently. One, stress, obviously. But again, the food quality, environmental toxins play a huge role. So specifically chemicals like chlorine, bromine, fluoride, they have a very strong affinity for the thyroid gland. Heavy metals also have a very strong affinity, so like lead and mercury and aluminum. Even gluten, you know, we hear a lot more about, oh, like, why is gluten so bad for us? Well, yes, it's part of it is that it's, you know, highly refined and genetically modified and hybridized. But, you know, there's a strong correlation between celiac disease and thyroid disease, especially if there's an autoimmune component, so things like Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So anybody with an autoimmune component with thyroid disease, I'm definitely taking them off gluten as well.
Mm. Now, what can people do for thyroid? I heard kelp is good. What are some of the other?
Yeah, so iodine, of course, so these seaweeds. Again, I'm going to reiterate again. So treating the adrenals, so, you know, I use the Adrenosense and the B vitamins, magnesium. But I also use in my practice, you mentioned the iodine, but I also use, it's called Thyrosense that has the iodine in there. Another amino acid is called tyrosine, which is really, you know, very, important amino acid. It's like the backbone to both your T4 and T3 hormones. Ashwagandha is also an excellent herb. So all these ingredients are definitely found in the Thyrosense formula, and I often combine the Thyrosense with the Adrenosense when I'm treating people with low thyroid. So all those things are going to help to support the production of both your thyroid hormones, T4 and T3, but really help with maximizing that conversion of more of the bioactive thyroid hormone, which is the T3 hormone.
And what do people notice, you know, if they're, you know, taking Thyrosense, do they notice that they're losing weight in a lot of cases?
I mean, obviously, like, there's never a magic pill,
no.
But But, you know, I think when you start rebalancing the hormones and you start targeting the systems that really just need extra nourishment or those extra nutrients, you know, yeah, they will start seeing, like, okay, their energy levels are coming up. And, you know, maybe their metabolism's working a little bit better. So they're, you know, maybe gaining like 1 to 2 pounds per week. But, you know, you have to understand also that, you know, you can't be eating McDonald's every day and then take the thyroxins and then think, oh, my metabolism's going to be all revved up. So it is, you know, again, foundation, good nutrients, you know, getting a little bit of exercise, getting an exercise program in there is all very, very important. But then when you have that healthy foundation, it's going to be a lot easier for your whole metabolism and everything to kick in and for your thyroid to function better and your adrenals to function better. So, you know, you want to make sure that all those things are put into place and there aren't any obstacles to helping you move forward.
Are there times, Dr. Marita, when exercise is detrimental to our health?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think it's the how extreme you are with exercise. I know that I had a young girl who came into my practice and I diagnosed her with adrenal fatigue. She couldn't even get out of bed in the morning, like without, you know, drinking, you know, 4 or 5 cups of coffee. But she was really big into cross training, you know, like high impact exercise, and she was doing it like 6, maybe even 7 days a week. And I said, you need to let your adrenals recover and replenish. And when you're doing that high impact exercise every single day, you know, that can be detrimental to your whole adrenal system because you're not allowing your body to rest. So in those certain circumstances, absolutely. You know, I always say do a nice balanced combination of, you know, incorporating the yoga, the Pilates. You know, not saying don't do any high impact, but you want to make sure you balance it between high impact and more anaerobic exercises, like the stretching and the yoga and that kind of thing. Mm.
So what you're saying is that, you know, if we're under a lot of stress or we have thyroid issues, that we need to do some exercise, but not overdo it.
Exactly. And I always just say, you know, listen to your body. I mean, if you're, you know, and I feel the same way. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and if I feel like, oh, you know what, I'm really, really tired. I just don't think it's a good day for me to go and do, you know, a big run or something like that because I'm a runner, then I'll just take that day off and then I'll just do yoga instead. You know, I'll just do something a little bit more restorative. And then on, you know, other days I'll wake up and I'll feel like, okay, you know what, I really feel pumped. I'm going to go and do a good run or I'm going to do a good workout. Interval training, then I do it. So I think, again, I find that nice balance and switching it up because I often find patients come in and they really struggle with exercise programs because they're doing the same thing or they're not really finding something that they love. So they're not really keen on going to the gym because they hate the gym. So if you don't like the gym, don't go to the gym, but maybe find, you know, some kind of activity that you really love. My mom loves Zumba. Like, she just loves it. So she goes to Zumba 3 times a week. And it's super fun because she gets to go there with all of her, you know, friends. And they get to dance. It's great music. And then you've got an instructor who's really motivating you. And then you've got friends that you're going with. So, you know, you're going to stick with it and be more committed. But that's pretty important, too. You know, don't force yourself to do something that you don't enjoy.
Dr. Marita, we're almost out of time, but I'm sure that there's people that just started listening to the program that really would like your tips on nutrition or supplements that'll really make a difference for the stress and anxiety levels. Do you want to run through that one more time, and then I'll let you go?
Sure. So adrenals, adrenals, adrenals. You've probably heard me say that more than once on previous interviews. But so Adrenosense, great formula for stress, for anxiety, for fatigue, for sleep, magnesium. So we talked about MagSense, B vitamins, vitamin C. We also talked about thyroid health. So ThyroSense is a great formula for low thyroid, so to help boost the metabolism, help with depression also. And then eating wise, you know what, you know, I'm always like 80-20 rule, moderation. You know, I'm not completely against drinking coffee or completely against drinking alcohol, but, you know, again, in moderation. So I say the 80-20 rule, so 20% of the time, you know, usually on the weekends you want to enjoy a nice glass of wine or you have, a, you know, a coffee just as a treat. And then we also talked about hidden sugars, which is a big one. So read your labels.
Dr. Marita, we're out of time, but if people want to get hold of you, if they want to do a consult over the phone, how can they reach you?
So I have a website. It's drmarita.com. So doctor spelled out. So D-O-C-T-O-R and then my first name, M-A-R-I-T-A.com. So I encourage you to check out my website, sign up for my newsletter. Feel free to send me an email.
Dr. Marita, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about collagen and what it can do for your joints.